Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Nothing makes me happier than when I get to bring Roxanne Wilson back on the podcast. And this conversation that we're going to have today, and mostly it's her amazing words of wisdom, because let's face it, we learn from her every time I have her here, is really zeroed in on tips and strategies on managing your social media when you have multiple streams of income. More and more people are branching out and looking for alternate and additional ways of generating revenue right now. And so if you are someone that has an online business, maybe you do courses or coaching or something, I'm seeing a lot of people there look for maybe a direct sales company to bring into the fold. Or if you're in direct sales, maybe you're looking for an additional one. Or you're doing either or of those, and now you're really realizing that, wow, I think I might want to step into the affiliate marketing space. So whatever that multiple streams of income looks like for you, there are definitely some right and wrong ways to show up on social media to really maximize your revenue streams, but do it in a way that continues to kind of fall under that attraction marketing umbrella. Because the last thing we want to do is look like that crazy guy on the corner who opens up his jacket and is selling all sorts of crazy stuff. So this is near and dear to my heart because I do have multiple streams of income. I always go to Roxanne to run ideas by her. So finally I said, let's just bring you on the podcast because I know there are so many other women that can totally benefit from this. So I'm really excited for you guys to hear all the amazing tips that Roxanne is going to share here today. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. All right, here we are back with probably my most favorite guest ever because she is my biz bestie. She is my success partner. She is the amazing Roxanne Wilson. Welcome back, Roxanne.
Yay. Thank you. I love being on your show. I love you being on my show too. It's been like, what, a month? We might have to revisit that, by the way.
I know. It's like, it's been too long. We got to do something. And I'm really excited about today because this is a topic near and dear to my heart. One of the advantages I have of being good friends with Roxanne is, well, it's an advantage to me. It's a disadvantage to her. I bug her endlessly with social media questions that I try and frame it generically, but let's be real, Roxanne can see right through it. And it's always when I want answers for myself.
You're cracking me up because it's not like I don't bug you. Did you just a few days ago speak to my community all about repurposing an organization? Right. So I would say that it's mutual there, Missy.
Well, that's why this works. So
you know, most of my listeners know I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur. Roxanne is as well. Another way of phrasing that is we are avid believers in multiple streams of income.
Like real believers, not the faux ones, but the real ones.
Yeah, the real ones, because we actually do it.
Yeah.
And most really successful entrepreneurs talk about this often. They're always talking about the importance of multiple streams of income. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got a couple businesses, Roxanne has a couple businesses, some other areas that are included in this that I think people don't realize. But I mean, affiliate marketing, there's another stream of income. And so I wanted to, because I struggle with it myself, is when it comes to showing up on social media, if you are involved in social selling, which let's face it, almost everybody is at this point, how do you show up on social media? What are the do's and don'ts, the tips and tricks, if you have represent either multiple brands or you have a personal brand, you're a direct seller and you're an affiliate marketer? How do you show up? How do you juggle it? How do you not just look like the crazy guy on the New York corner opening up his trench coat with like all the things? Like, what do you want? I got it. So talk to us, Roxanne, about your thoughts on this.
Thank you. And I'd love to. And I love that. That's my favorite visual. You need to watch. What do you need? A
watch
camera? I got it all.
Yeah.
whatever happened to that guy anyway? They're gone now. But man, we remember that, don't we?
Yes.
So I love this topic because I think it's so important and germane in just 2020. And if you're not doing multiple streams of income, you're not doing it right. I'm just going to put it out there. But saying to do it and then doing it the right way, right? Doing it is one thing, but how do you do it in a way that feeds you and feeds the beast that is your brand? And so the first thing I would say before we even go into like specific social media tips is you have got to make sure that they make sense. Like seriously, does it fit? And really, and if you're a network marketer listening, most network marketers find their network marketing company because they like the product, but they didn't really think about what it had to do with their brand. Like, does it even speak to you? Are you even passionate about this? And that's okay. So there's some retrofitting going on, reverse engineering. But when you start to add the next one, make sure it makes sense for you. Make sure it's something you're passionate about, that you get excited to talk about, that seems like you. If I'm someone that is big, like a vegan, I shouldn't be selling beef jerky. That makes sense.
Now, and before we move on from this, I think you just brought up a really interesting point that is near and dear to me because, and I know this is happening out there a lot to a lot of people right now. I get pitched, you know, opportunities every single week. Sometimes I get pitched well. Unfortunately, most times I get pitched in ways that aren't as good as they could be, but it's always coming from, you know, the opportunity, which I get, but my answer is always first and foremost, does this product fit in with my brand? And if not, I'm like, I just can't get excited about even looking at the opportunity further. And I've been struggling with that because some people will say it doesn't matter. It's all about the business. But to me, it matters very much about does this tie in with my personal brand? So hearing you say that just validates where my head has been. So I'm thankful for that.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, I'm not saying that you can't, like if you're a person with a portfolio of businesses, right? Corporate person, they probably have businesses or like portfolio of stocks they don't even care about because to them it's about making the money. But if you're going to be putting your personal brand out there and you're going to be using social media as your vehicle for getting out there, it has to make sense. It can't be cattywampus all over the place. It has to make sense. And I love that you, when you do get pitched, you ask yourself, does that even fit with my brand? So really you got to figure out what your brand is. And if you're like, I don't know what my brand is, Roxanne, well then are you passionate about it? Would you be excited or would it feel like a chore? Because why would you want to add another stream of income, another business that would gives you no delight to actually get up and do something with?
Hey there, if you are feeling overwhelmed, like your calendar is out of control, like you are just running against a race that will never end in terms of your to-do list, I have great news for you. I have just done a complete update on my app. Yes, I have an app in both the App Store and Google Play called The Pink Bee, and it is chock full of small but incredibly powerful trainings to help you get out of overwhelm. It includes my signature Ditch the Overwhelm training, an introduction to my time management framework. It can help get you started on weekly planning, helps you understand the four levels of planning, gives you access to my epic One Notebook Challenge, and some tips and tricks on how to get your phone organized. And all of that is available for you right inside the Pink Bee app. So open up either your App Store or Google Play, do a search on The Pink Bee, all one word, download the app. And then to unlock all of that training, it's only $4.99 US. I will see you inside the app.
So that would be
I will throw this out to anyone listening. If anyone has an amazing business opportunity related to fabulous shoes, y'all let me know.
So you better line up fast.
That's a conversation. Seriously. I'm willing to have.
Y'all want to talk to me about avocados? I'm there. Queso, talk to me about it. But okay, so once you figured that out and you know that they make sense in your brand, then it makes it actually, I hate to use the E word, but it makes it pretty easy when you think about it like that. Because you're really talking about things you're passionate about. You're talking about things that you like. So on social media, my recommendation, I always say this, nobody likes a flat Stanley, and it's the same way when you have multiple streams of income. I'm going to assume right now that you are allowed to, by whatever regulations are you're under, talk about them all on one platform. So for those of you who aren't, that's another conversation, and we can delve into that a little bit. But first, if you are able to freely talk about what you're doing on there, then what you really need to do is sit down and go, okay, what are my, I like to call them pillars, the things that you're so passionate about that literally, like Megan and I, when the Rones is over and we have our getaway, Megan, we're going to have some wine and we'll be drinking the wine all through the night and we'll still be talking about it. What are those things that we could talk about and keep talking about, and we're like, wow, the rooster crowed. How did that happen? Or the seagull, depending on where we have our little those are the things. Those are your pillars, okay? So you want to think about what are they and go ahead and write those down. I believe you should have 5 to 9 of them. 5 to 9. Okay. So you start writing them down, and one of them should be, like, do you want me to use you as an example, Megan?
Sure. Okay. Like, yeah, I'm getting free coaching.
So 5 pillars. Okay. So we know shoes she's passionate about. She's going to talk about that. Obviously we know that she's going to talk about megansummerall.com and that brand and things underneath that. We know she's going to talk about Color Street. You're going to be talking about your nails. You're passionate about that. You're going to be talking about skincare. Mm-hmm. So you've got that.
You're talking about motherhood.
Motherhood. Motherhood is a thing. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's 5. Would you like to add any others?
Well, I mean, I think there's under my just personal brand, the work-life harmony brand, there's so much in there. My passion on time management, my productivity tips, you absolutely have to do your weekly planning. You know,
So I love that you said all those things, because originally, so when you do the first pass, you'd put all those down as separate things. Okay. So those are all, she's got her time management, her productivity, her planning, all of those are separate things. Her systems for success. I mean, we keep going on. Pinterest, we can talk about, you can put all those down, right? Organize our lives, Megan, we need you. Okay. So you have all those things. Then once you have them down, and I would put them in columns, or if you want to do it on a separate piece of paper or a post-it that's big enough that you can write on, then I want you to brainstorm underneath those pillars 5 different topics you could talk about.
Okay.
Underneath each. So for example, motherhood, she's going to talk about mothering in Roan's time. She's going to talk about having a shadow on a run. Like all the
talks the entire time.
And it's not really running. It's just walking around in circles outside. But you put all those different things down, right? And so when it comes to, you mentioned planning, right? That's one of the ones you said. So what I'd want you to do is ask yourself, do you have 5 things you could talk about underneath that? And when I say topics, I mean like actual anecdotes of things that had happened or tips that you can give, whatever it may be. So for example, Megan under Color Street might talk about her favorite new nails, right? Her favorite new nail strips. She might talk about having a fun time with her team and what that was like doing things with her team. She might talk about the rush of, oh my gosh, everybody wants them right now. I'm in line waiting to get them for you, right? She might talk about underneath that as well. She might talk about the bond she's able to have a manicure, a 10-minute mani, a 5-minute mani with her daughter. That might be another thing. And then she might talk about like, oh my gosh, I was in a rush, needed to change my nails, and look how quickly I was able to switch out with my mineral. I'm now posh.
That's what I love about then finding those connections. Because for me, I'm like, the whole purpose for me, that's time management, man. I don't have an hour and a half to sit at the nail salon. So I love it when, and that's where I think when you have that personal brand where everything does tie together, to me, they're just so intertwined. It's hard for me to separate it all.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. So let's say you were doing the skincare, right? And you find let's say you were doing time management tips, right? Yep. If you were drilling that down a little bit more, what would you say?
I would probably dig. I'm always digging into how to do effective weekly planning.
Okay. So let's say you grabbed how to do effective weekly planning and you only could come up with 4 things. If you're only able to come up with 4 things, you can't come up with 5, then take how to do effective weekly planning and put it back underneath time management and make it, you can keep going, like all the things you came up with, those are 4 things underneath that, and then you can keep going with it. So we start broad, and if you think, oh my, so another example, let's say I was like, I'm going to do one on food, but I want to do one on meal prep, and I can only come up with 2 for meal prep. Then I'm going to take the meal prep category and put it back under that pillar and put it back on and say, okay, you're a subcategory under the pillar of food. Okay.
Makes sense.
So you, now if you have multiple streams and Megan, a great example, she's got a pillar for each one of her multiple streams of income. So she can incorporate those naturally. So make sure that when you're doing your pillars, that your multiple streams are part of your pillars, that they're a separate pillar. Okay. That way, then when you come up with like 4, 5 things, I'd love for you to do 5. You have basically, if you only had 5 pillars, and the other thing I should say is your pillars shouldn't only be your business. I know that's Captain Obvious, but let me just remind you.
Motherhood. I mean,
Motherhood. But you need to make sure that at least, listen, your business, each one of your businesses can be a pillar, but you got to make sure if you have 3 businesses, then you need to have at least 3 more pillars.
Got it.
At least. So for the multiple streams of income, if you have 4, then you need at least 4 things that you can talk about that are not business related at all. Okay. So when you've done that, so let's say it's 5 and 5, you have 5 categories, 5 pillars. You've just created a month's worth of content. I know I sound like Megan Summer now.
No, as soon as you said that, I was like, it started going in my head. I'm like, and here's the content plan.
You have 25 posts.
Yeah.
It is totally fine for you to do 25 posts in a month. Now, if you're like, wait, but it's 30 days, you can add 5 more if you want, but it's totally fine for you to do 5 in a month. You've just created your content and you have woven, hopefully you're weaving together your different streams of income throughout it.
Brilliant. Ta-da. And then you're not a flat Stanley, right?
Correct. Yes. And you show your brand, you're showing off your brand beautifully. You're showing off your businesses. You're showing off the fact that you are like a bad mama jamma. She's a bad mama jamma. Now, that's tip number 1. Tip number 2 is this. You've got to, now this, I sound like Megan today. This is wild. Like all this planning. You see what you've done to me?
It's working.
Look what you've done to me. Okay, so here's the thing. When you are, before the month starts, I want you to sit there and say, okay, what's my big focus going to be for the month? What is the thing? What is my money generating focus? Not just like, okay, I want to focus on love because it's February, it's love month. That's awesome. Great. But what is your money generating focus? Because I'm going to be real with you right now. It is hard for you to focus on all of your businesses and make those your big things for the month. You want to get them stable enough so they're always generating money, but decide which one. And I've tested this, especially with my affiliate marketing, because I do a lot of it. And I will tell you, when I say this is my affiliate marketing focus for this month, that is the thing that brings in the most of my affiliate marketing that brings in the most dinero.
I have talked about that because we always, Roxanne and I always, at the beginning of the month, share with each other, okay, here's my focus for the month. Here's my one thing. And that's where I learned that tip from you when I started doing some affiliate marketing is you would say, okay, I need to figure out what is my affiliate thing for the others are still going to trickle in, but yes. That was brilliant. I love that.
Donka. And I'll tell you, like, when I was meeting with one of my clients this week, and she's like, okay, Roxanne, you were right. It works. She, for her, Nespresso is her thing. She's like, I love coffee. I love Nespresso. So she decided that this month she was going to focus on this, or I should say last month, on Nespresso. And she posted about Nespresso. She sold four Nespressos. Four Nespresso.
Affiliate for Nespresso?
Yeah, you can. That's
at
a thing.
The front door.
Like, and she sold four of them because she, now there's a backstory there, but Eva, I'm like, did you make sure they use your link? She's like, no, I felt weird about, I'm like, I can't with you right now. We're going to work through that. She said, I know that it works because I mentioned it so much. People asked me, what is that thing? How do I get it? Tell me more about it. They reached out to her. So it works. It's product placement. It's focusing on it. And when I say focus on it, if you decide that you are going to focus on Nespresso, that's my thing this month, then you need to decide how you can trickle that in different ways in your social media. Whether you're rocking one social media platform or multiple, how can you incorporate it? And that doesn't just mean incorporating it like, here's the Nespresso, you guys need it, here it is. But I mean like product placement. This is something that I loved testing and did and had great success when I was doing home shopping. When I was hosting is when I knew I had when I knew there was a product that was going to be like my pick of the week or something that my spotlight that I was going to really focus on like a month from now, even I would start, if it was something I could wear, I'd start wearing it and I just wear it a month out and I'd always have it on. Wouldn't even mention it. I would just wear it. And I'd get emails and text messages from viewers going, and they'd come in live on the show. What is that? You know, and when they'd ask, I'd say, oh, I'm so glad you want to know. That's coming up later. Check it out on my social media. Same thing. If it wasn't like something I could wear, I would have it as a prop in the backdrop of the studio.
Yep.
It is the same thing. And if you think it doesn't work, ask yourself why you watch a movie and suddenly you really want something really bad. Commercials don't work on me. I've always said that. I really don't believe they do, but I'll tell you what does. Because I analyze it too much, but I know that product placement works. It works. It works. It works. When I see, I'm like, oh, what are they wearing? That's interesting. You can do that. So if you know, if for example, if Megan knew that she was going an affiliate for, I don't know,
Zappos.
What was that?
Zappos. I need to look into that. But my erasable pens. I love my friction erasable pens.
You're like, oh, Zappos. I need to look. Sorry. I had a shoe moment. She's like, oh. Squirrel with high heels on. Gotta go. But okay. So your erasable pens.
Yes.
So that means that she needs to make sure that you need to make sure that your posts, that you're doing posts. Maybe it's writing, like maybe it's even like a quote post, but you wrote it. And you're showing yourself writing with it. You're doing something where you're writing with it. It's there. Maybe it's a desk photo and you've got the pens there. All of those things get people thinking about it before you even put it out there and you talk about it.
Yeah.
And so if you can weave that in. So if you're a network marketer and you're selling a tea, like maybe a golden milk tea, or you're selling one of those detox teas for different companies, if you're sitting there, I don't have a mug with me, but if you're sitting there, oh, you can't see me anyway. But if you are talking about like, what's your morning such and such, you're going to have that cup. And you're going to make sure that that tea bag is hanging out with the logo. Mm-hmm. Very subtle. And you're always going to have it. Or you're going to show, you know, oh, my morning, a see-through container, maybe if it's a gold, like a golden milk. So you can see and people are like, what's that color? What are you drinking? What's going on there? So you want to incorporate it in that way, but you also want to incorporate it directly. Talking about your experience with it, talking about how you love it. You want to weave all those things in and you've got to make sure that you have it, you make it super, this is step three or tip number three, make it accessible for people.
Right.
Make it so I can find it. So if you're using like, if for example, on Instagram, if you're using Milkshake or Linktree, make sure that's the top link. Whatever your real info is, the top link. And if you're saying this week, I'm really going to focus on it, make it the only link. Take off your Linktree and your Milkshake and just have that as the link on the web link for your bio.
One of the reasons why I love that focus, and that was something I had started not even realizing it. I did it for simplicity's sake for myself with one of my direct sales businesses about 2 years ago, but because I knew I needed to plan out content. And I was like, particularly if you work for a company that has a huge product suite, where there's gobs to choose from, like I'm going to confuse my customers, my audience. So I would be like, okay, for the next, I usually did it per week. I'm like, this week, I'm all in on this one and one and only product. And I'm going to educate about it. I'm going to say why I like it. I'm going to show myself using it. I'm going to do all of that. And it made my content planning so easy. And I mean, you guys, you know it. The life of a post on social media is like blink and it's gone. Because people are like, oh, but I posted about it yesterday. Yeah. And 3% of your audience saw it yesterday. So when you post about it today,
it's new. It's fresh.
You're getting new people and you're doing a different thing with it. But I found the results of just how much more of those individual products I was able to sell. And it was so easy because I wasn't having to think up stuff. I was like, all right, I'm just going to educate the bejesus out of this one thing. I'm going to plan it all out on Sunday and then it's going to run on autopilot. So,
amen, sister. Yes. And that's great. Like if you're an Arbon, for example, your catalog is very large, just an example. And so it's a great way to decide this is going to be my thing. What I used to do is I'd pick a product of the month.
Yeah.
And I would tell people it's a product of the month and really focus on social media, but also in emails. So if you're doing that, you're using your email system, that's going to be the product you're going to talk about and show me the benefits of that in one or two of your emails that month, depending on how many you're putting out. But I totally agree with you. And if you focus on it, it'll work. It'll work. And it's not buy my thing. Yes, it's going to require you to be a little more original in the sense of you're not just going to grab someone else's post and put it up. Thank the good Lord. But you're also, no opinions there really, but you're also repurposing what you have. Able to repurpose it in different ways. And I love what you said about the 3%. It's not, and I agree with you, it's not only that only 3% may have seen it, but also the 3% who saw it also saw a billion other things between now and the next time they see it. So they need to be, it needs to be refreshed for them as well too.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason commercials run repeatedly on the TV. Yeah. Sometimes it's the seventh time I'm like, oh my God, I've got to go buy that thing.
Yes.
I've been, a particular pair of shoes has showed up in my Instagram feed for, yeah, I know Roxanne's laughing at some of my shoes, but it's been showing up for 5 weeks. But here's what's so funny. I've now had three people separately reach out to me with a snapshot of that going, Megan, these look like you.
Look at that. Which, and there's some branding things there too. Like that.
Yeah. But did I finally go order the shoes? Sure did.
You did.
But it took a lot more than one time of it popping up before I did that. So. Yeah.
Squirrel, I feel like maybe the title of your podcast should change. Like, I think you need shoe in there somewhere. I'm trying to think of like, what you know about it? What you know about harmony?
Just nuts. Work-life harmony with great shoes on or something.
Yeah. Gumshoe. I mean, you gotta get the, it's like, I don't know, a pun or something. Anyway, I digress.
So let's say for people who are currently, you know, having one stream of income and are interested about branching out. Now, hopefully today's talk has made them realize, okay, I can. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people doing it. What would be a good place for them to go to start to explore what that next income stream might be for them?
Ooh, great question.
Okay.
First and foremost, you have to decide what type of stream you want. So I'm not even talking about the subject, but I mean like, do you want to do direct sales? If you're in direct sales, do you want to do another one? And if you're in one, you're like, oh, I couldn't do another one. Yes, you could. Yes, you could. Megan and I were looking at some stats the other day. So that what the average, or right now, according to the stat, most network marketers expect to be with their business for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that is a long a time. How many people in this world do you know are with their company, if they're with a company for 10 years? That doesn't happen anymore. Like my dad, like,
When I look back at, I had one very long stint, corporate, very long for me. I was with them for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was like an eternity, but I played many roles in that company over the course of 7 years. So it felt fresh and new, you know?
And that's why, that was a benefit of it. So it's not real. Like, listen, if you want to stay with your company for 10 years, awesome, but you're going to need to do something to make it fresh. You're going to get stale and stagnant. And my thought process is if you know, and you believe in the stream in the, of network marketing, then why wouldn't you do another one?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do another one? If it's working, hello, might as well. So if that is my personal opinion. So what I'd say is this, if you're going to do another one, awesome. That's what you need to. Now, if you're like, I don't want to do a network marketing company, I want to start my own business. Well, then you need to go down that stream and find your trainers for that. There's a lot of great trainers. You yes. and I both have some fans of the Sum, so they can reach out if you've got questions about that. But I would say, and realize, regardless of what you're going to do, now you know you're going to invest in getting it right, right? And getting it right is knowing that you don't know everything. So you need to invest in your business. And that's a whole nother ball of wax, but you got to invest in your business. It's a business. So first, I'd say, what type of business? Or maybe you're like, I want to do an online, whatever it may be, whether if it's coaching, all those things, there are people out there who can help you through that. Let's pretend you want to do direct sales. Can we do that? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to do direct sales, then you're going back to step one, what we talked about before. And really with any of these things, what are you passionate about? What can you get excited about? You do, yes, also want to make sure it's a good business model. Make sure that, you know, look at the comp plan. Make sure that it's going somewhere. But I have to tell you, when I started network marketing, I was so like, oh, I joined because I was so impressed with the people who created it. And I'm over that now. Why? Because yes, is that important? And would that have gotten me? I probably wouldn't have done it otherwise. However, I realize now that just because you got letters behind your name doesn't mean that you are the only one who can be successful or, you know, create an amazing product for network marketing.
Yep, absolutely.
So I'd say find your thing. And I have to tell you, like, I'm still trying to find, I'm like, I know, Megan and I talk about this all the time. I'm like, I know, because just like you, I get approached to do all sorts of network marketing companies. And none of the ones that have approached me in the last little bit have been the one I'm like, yes, that's my spirit animal. That's what I need to be doing and rocking. And I'm like, why? Well, I'm waiting for that one that sells avocados and queso. When that happens, it's going to be on. Like, it will.
So whoever is out there, you know, thinking about a new business, come up with some related to avocados and queso and call Roxanne, because she will get that baby going fast.
I'm your girl. The other thing is with affiliate marketing, right? So if you decide you want to be an affiliate, which I love that, again, you need to think about what you're passionate about. Now, listen, if you are doing a network marketing company and you're rocking that and you want to add an affiliate, I think the easiest way to add an affiliate is to think about what you offer in your network marketing company and ask yourself, what's something adjacent that we don't offer but would be a nice add-on?
Mm-hmm.
And then that be your thing. So let's say I sell false eyelashes, but we don't sell the glue remover. I don't know why, we just don't. We just sell the lashes and the glue, but not the glue remover. Well, then what I'd say is ask yourself, what's a glue remover you love? And then find out if that company has an affiliate program, or become an Amazon affiliate or Amazon influencer, and then rep it that way and have that link there.
Yeah, when I first started with my Amazon affiliate stuff, remember, you were the one who were like, Megan, like, go do that. And shame on me, because I'm always telling everyone, don't let the fear of not knowing stop you. But I was like, I don't know anything about this. It took literally 45 seconds to find the link and sign up. Is it clunky? Yeah, it's a little clunky, but it's doable and it's not hard. And I love, and you were the one when I was stuck, you know, initially thinking, well, what else would be good? And you're like, yeah, well, just think about what are the products that you love that tie into, you know, that's why my erasable pens, like I sell a day planner. I talk about color coding with my time blocking. And so now they have erasable highlighters. Cause I mean, I even made my own highlighter. So it's a no brainer when you can find things like that to bring in.
And it feels really good because then you're a full stop shop. Like people can get the things. If it's something you've never used or tried, I don't think that you should probably do, that shouldn't be your thing. But if something you're using, you're trying, you're loving, and it doesn't have, listen, if you do this, if you do a company that's like skincare, but you love coffee, I'm not saying don't be a coffee affiliate, because if you're talking about coffee all the time and you go back to your pillars as well, if your pillar happens to have something in it that would really work well, then you should do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely do it. If I'm a pampered chef person and they're all, I should probably know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I love me some pampered chef stuff.
It's all like kitchen stuff, right?
Oh yeah.
My kitchen
is stocked full of it.
So then I might be an affiliate for like a company that delivers food to people or like fresh food to cook.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right along with what I'm doing with Pampered Chef. So there's a lot of adjacents that work really well. And also think about what you've done before that you loved that there's an offer for. One of my clients reached out to me on Messenger just the other day and said, thank you so much for encouraging us to do affiliates. She got paid $300 and some because she took some course, like some learning course a year ago. And so, and she talked about it, I guess, on her social media, and someone used her link and she's like, I just got $325. Merry Christmas to me. Some of them are going to be small. Some of them are going to be big. Understand that. And some people, I will just,
I mean, like my pens, I'm not making millions off those pens, but hey, you know, dollar here, dollar there, it adds up.
Exactly. And I should say people are mad at Amazon because they decrease their percentages. I don't really care. To me, if it has the product, because it's just an extra stream of income. I'm not making it the one that I'm,
I'm going to promote the product anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you might as well.
Another thing I've thought of a lot is I keep track of when people ask me for, like, people I know, they ask you, they ask me all the time, what lighting do you use? I'm like, okay, the second time someone asks me that, I'm going to go, hang on. Is there a way that I can, you know, create an affiliate link for this?
Yeah.
And it's just smart. And then on the flip side, if you have an online business yourself, like a personal brand, you know, Roxanne has a million amazing courses that she offers. You know, I've got online courses as well. To that point, if you take a class or something that you really like, that you are excited about sharing with others, the very first thing you should do is reach out to the course creator and say, do you have an affiliate link? Because chances are the answer will be yes. I know Roxanne has one. I have one. And so when people will reach out and say, oh, I want to share this with my team, do you have a link? I'm like, you betcha. So you may be pleasantly surprised in the opportunities out there for earning some extra income.
I love that you said that. Definitely ask, because either you're going to ask and they do, or they're going to go, oh, that's a great idea. And so you've actually paid it forward to them, which then when they do start it, they'll make sure you're on there. So there's, I love this time. I think it's so fun to be able to be an entrepreneur and any on different scales, which you could make a whole business on affiliate marketing if you wanted to. You could have a whole stream. I mean, like robust.
Oh, there's a lot of people that do. Yeah.
They really do. They really do. So it's a matter of figuring out what you love. And I, again, go back to the pillars, go back to what you're already doing and make sure it makes sense and it's adjacent with your brand and then have fun with it.
Yeah. And I think that's been where I see people who are having great success with multiple streams of income, the one common theme, the one across all of them is they're having fun because they are connected to businesses, brands, products, whatever it is, in a way that brings joy to them, that energizes them to show up every day. And it should be that way. It just
absolutely
should.
I love that you said that because sometimes we think if it's not hard, it's not going to work. And I find that when you're figuring out your brand and doing things that aren't congruent with your brand, it actually isn't hard. Yeah. That hard is...
No, it's going to be work. You still have to work, but it doesn't, you're right. It doesn't have to be hard. And I'll tell it with some people, they're like, you know, I'll say, well, this is so, and I have to catch myself. I'm like, no, don't say it's not, you know, I always say, it's so elegantly simple, but you still have to show up and do the work.
Oh, I like that. That's spoken like a woman who has hot pink high heel shoes.
Oh, this has been so good. You know, you've inspired me to go back and really refine my pillars because they're in my head, but I haven't gone through that exercise in probably about a year, and I'm overdue to go back and redo that. And I'm going to be really excited to see who of our listeners here this inspires to go out and either start a first business or start thinking about what their next stream of income is going to be.
That's what makes me happy.
And now you actually have a workshop coming up, right?
I do.
Tell us about it.
You know, it's kind of, Megan, it's like what you said about if people ask you a couple of times, maybe you should just do it. Yeah. I have been asked over and over and over again over the last few months, will you please do a workshop on multiple streams of income and how to like maneuver that on social media and all those things. And so I'm doing it. So it's actually the 13th, this coming Saturday. And if you'd like to be a part of it, Megan will have an affiliate link. Why don't I just do that?
Awesome. See, we're here working it.
That just came to me, but it'll be a link on this page, on your podcast page.
Yep. And I will. So even if you're listening to this, you know, Apple, Spotify, Google, whatever, right? Just go right down to the show notes. There'll be a link there for it as well. And I will tell you guys, Roxanne has been churning out some amazeballs workshops over the last few months. She's got a workshop Wednesdays. They get bigger, badder in a good way, badder, bolder every single time. It is, if you are either currently have multiple streams of income or you're about to step into it, it is a no-brainer to be in this workshop. So be there. I'm going to be there. So I'm putting on my calendar right now. As always, thank you so much for being here, Roxanne. I got
thank
such
you,
good nuggets.
Bestie.
And I know we'll have you back soon. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners?
You know what I always love to say? You're not ahead. You're not behind. You're exactly where you need to be. So revel in that and it's all going to be okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.